Happy birthday, University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited. The uni's 39th birthday is today, the 15th of October, 2014. 15th of October, 2014. What a wonderful day. The beautiful sky, blue as can be, surrounded by all of the lovely aspects of the gentle sun, surrounded by a host of lovely people here at the university, ready to celebrate the University of Healing's 39th birthday. For 39 years, we have been here in Campo, California, serving all the world with the philosophy of the University of Healing, with the philosophy of the Church of God Unlimited. We have ministers all over the world, in virtually every country of the world. We have students everywhere, and we still have a growing list of students, hundreds of students all over the world. What does the University of Healing believe? What does the University of Healing believe that other churches don't necessarily believe? What does the University of Healing believe that it sets it aside from all others? Not one single thing. What the University of Healing believes and teaches is exactly the same thing taught by every other religion and philosophy in the world. The difference is that the University of Healing teaches its students to practice what they believe, to practice their philosophy of life, to not only know their philosophy of life, not only know what they believe, but to live it. And in this is all the difference in the world. Do you know what you believe? Can you say that all is lowercase God? Can you say that God is everywhere, and wherever God is, it's good and very good? Can you say that God is the most wonderful and fulfilling aspect of beingness in the universe, and that God created you and God created me, and God created each of us exactly as itself? All is God. Because we're created that way, we say, I am number one. We don't say that somebody else is better than we are, or we are better than someone else. We just say that we are number one. I am number one. And I act like number one. Nobody else in the world has any attitude that has any affect upon me. No one else in the world has any other attitude of mind. Any other attitude of mind which is different from my own. For we all speak one thing and we say all is in divine order. All is in divine order. Everything we could ever want, be, say, or do is refined in that phrase. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Every single thing in the universe is in divine order. You say, well, what about the stars banging into each other? What about wars? What about unhappiness? And what about things in the world that are not good? There are no things in the world that are not good. All is good and very good, for all is God. And when we look with the eyes of God, with the eyes of our Creator, we too will see and be able to say with God, as it created all in the beginning, all is good and very good. When we say that, the world is good and very good. This is living what we believe. Living that all is in divine order. All is in magnificence right now. Know this for yourself. Know this in everything you do. be yourself and have fun. This is a phrase that we share every moment of our life. To be ourself is to be our divine self. All is in divine order. And being our divine self is a joyous experience. We're having fun. It's not being something that is naughty. It's not being something that hurts and takes away from another. But being yourself and having fun is what it's all about. Is what happiness is all about. Is what peace is all about. Is what joy is all about. Is what you and I are all about. And that's all that matters, because we say, I am whole and perfect. Yes. Yes. Have you ever thought of yourself saying, I'm whole and perfect, when you were not experiencing wholeness and perfection? Yes, that oftentimes happens. You experience something that is not whole and perfect, and then you say, I am whole and perfect. How can that be? Well, we have to look at the world again. We look past the illusions. And as we look past the illusions, we see the purity. We see the wholeness. We see the goodness. We see all that is. And as we see all that is, we see it as it is in its original purity and integrity. I am whole and perfect. I live in my original purity and integrity. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my original purity and integrity. If we didn't know that our original purity and integrity, it was an eternal thing, is something that was yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and evermore, we would be living in a world of unhappy illusions. We'd be living in a world where some days it's nice and some days it's not. But when we live in our original purity and integrity, we see everything as the divine and only the divine sees it, whole and perfect, wonderful and good, fantastic and joyous, marvelous and now. What a great way to look at the world. What a great way to see all that is. This is what the University of Healing shares. It teaches to its students. This is what the Church of God Unlimited shares and shows its students, shows its followers, what this concept is. It's a principle. It's a principle of goodness, a principle of right action, a principle of love, a principle of joy. Yes. I like myself and I like my world and all in it, for I created everything in the world. I created every person in the world. I created every experience in the world. And if there's some experience that I find I'd like to improve upon, then I say, all is in divine order. I don't say what that perfect improvement will be, because I don't really know. But I do say all is in divine order, and the improvement is there fantastically, eternally, immortally, and wonderfully. And how great that is. For that is what it's all about. I like myself. Yes, I do. I like myself, and I like my world, and all that's in it. I might say, I love you, I love you, I love you. I might say, I love me, and I love the world. But love overlooks everything. But to like includes everything. To like includes every aspect of our being, and it doesn't overlook anything, for it doesn't see anything contrary to my highest and best. It doesn't see anything contrary to that which is my ideal self. I like it so. I like myself, and I like my world, and all in it, or I created all. And you know, I sleep soundly with happy dreams, and I awake at 6 in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I sleep soundly because I sleep with the bliss, with the innocence of a child, with the innocence of purity and goodness that I am. I sleep soundly. I have no unhappy dreams which would keep me from sleeping soundly, for I sleep soundly and all is in divine order. And I awaken in my ideal spirit, mind, and body at whatever time I choose to awaken. And as I awaken, I am happy. Life begins fresh and new every day, and it is my ideal self that I live. This is who I am. Life begins fresh and new every day, and it is my ideal self that I am. When I put these things forth as my principles, as my way of living, my way of thinking, my way of being who I am, I live the happiest, most fulfilled life that I could ever imagine for myself. And this is what the University of Healing, the Church of God Unlimited, share with their teachers, their students, their followers, their people who take into their hearts the idea that they're number one and they're fantastic. And they like themselves as good people, and they love themselves as divine people, and they are themselves every moment of their life. So, happy birthday, University of Healing. Happy birthday on your 39th birthday here in Campo, California, and around the world. And may every birthday that comes in succeeding years be as joyous and more joyous than this one is today. My friends, I love you. I love you. I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my being.